I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Mississippi at Memphis on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. This is the first weekend where college basketball really steps out of the shadow of football, and that's especially true in SEC country, where Mississippi visits Memphis in a game that couldn't have been played on a Saturday in any other week recently. This week, their game tips off at 7:30 Eastern, and it'll be on ESPN2. The Rebels were a few bad bounces away from a 7-0 start before they lost to Oklahoma 59-55 on Sunday in the finals of the ESPN Events Invitational. Their best wins to date have come against Florida Atlantic and Stanford, so they're still looking for a signature moment. Memphis is the best team remaining on their schedule between now and the start of SEC play, so this is a big road trip for them. Second chance baskets have been a staple of Ole Miss's offense to this point. They recover the ball after almost 40% of their own misses and are one of the best teams in the country at doing that. They're led by guard Matthew Morrell, the only Rebel who rarely comes off the court. He scored in double figures in each of their four home games to open the season, but was a little more contained in tournament play against better competition. Memphis, meanwhile, has won three in a row after a 2-2 start. They already have a few nice wins this season, having won on the road at Vanderbilt, beaten VCU at home, and taken down Stanford on a neutral floor. But the toughest stretch of their non-conference schedule is yet to come. They play Auburn, Alabama, and Texas A&M in a span of 8 days starting on December 10th. After multiple years of highly hyped recruits who didn't pan out, Penny Hardaway has a senior-laden roster on what might be his best team in his 5 seasons on the job. They're led by guard Kendrick Davis, an SMU transfer who has scored 14 or more points in every game they've played this season and already has 3 20-point games. Davis takes almost a third of Memphis shots. Both of these teams played in the ESPN Events Invitational last week, where Ole Miss finished 2nd and Memphis 5th. They both faced Stanford in that tournament and won, although Memphis won by a little more. This week they'll play each other in a game that will be one team's best win of the season to date. That's our on-the-court preview of Mississippi at Memphis. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
I'm Jay Lloyd with a pick here for Ole Miss in Memphis on the Pick and Rollout podcast here on the Sports Betting Stack. Memphis, a 7.5-point home favorite, total at 131.5. Ole Miss 3-3-1 ATS on the season. Memphis 4-3-1-1 on the home court. This is the first true road game this year for Ole Miss. Ole Miss has been off since last week, Saturday. Memphis playing last on Tuesday. Ole Miss trending to the over, 6 of their last 7 on the road and 5 of their last 6 with teams with winning percentages over 600. As for Memphis, over in 5 of their last 6 taking on teams with winning records. Here's one though, I like 10-1 run on the home court in their last 11 and parlay that right into my pick here. Memphis on this home run, I'll stick with them, 7.5. It feels a little higher than I anticipated, but you know, we'll take it just based on that run. Ole Miss coming off a tough offensive matchup against Oklahoma, scoring just 55 points in their last timeout. So I think Memphis takes this one on the home floor, and I like the over in this one as well. I know the trends are pointing there. Ole Miss going to push the offense a little bit more. I mentioned that 55 point performance against Oklahoma. I think they have more offense in them, and I think this one goes over that total as well. More college basketball previews on the Pick and Rollout. It's part of the Sports Betting Stack. Sports Betting Stack, where you'll find NFL, college football, and NBA matchups as well as your top college matchups each and every day. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been our pick for Oklahoma, Ole Miss, and Memphis.